Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Peace. Good to see all of you gathered here this morning to be encouraged by God to hear about his connection to us through his son Jesus. Welcome to those that are attending online as well. We're glad that you're joining us this morning here at Peace. Continue to watch with us in the weeks to come as well. You know what I love about Peace Lutheran Church? One of the things I love about this church is the representation of different generations. We love having the little children at our church, not so many today, but we just love that about our church on typical Sundays during the school year. We have middle-aged people. I guess I'm middle-aged. We also have older people, too, right, at our church. Every generation is represented. If you take a look at our worship service this morning, what I love about our worship service today, every generation is represented in the history of the church. There are words in here that date back, oh my goodness, date back all the way to 70 AD, our reading from Ephesians. That's pretty spectacular. If you just flip around, we have a word from Proverbs, which would date to 800 years before Jesus lived. We have words from the 1860s, immortal, invisible, God only wise, a hymn. We have another hymn that was written maybe 20 years ago. Every generation has something to offer and to speak about God's relationship with them. So just pay attention. We try to do that, is balance out our worship services with different age from the generations that have passed before us. What a blessing that is. Just a couple announcements before we begin. The first is that many of you have noticed the sign as you walked in. We are following the mandate of the state of Oregon to wear masks. We are keeping with our regular routine, though, in the weeks ahead. Next Sunday, we're going to be outside. We're going to have outdoor worship at 9:30 a.m. And do mark that on your calendar for this week, because that's special in a very important way. We're going to honor Callie Santora for the gifts and contributions that she has given us at Peace as our administrative assistant. So that's next Sunday for the fellowship. Take note of that. One other announcement to share with you is that we're really excited about where we're headed in the month of September and October here at Peace. Every member in our church is going to receive one of these books as well as some goodies at our next Peace distribution. This is coming on Saturday, August 28th. And this book will guide us through 40 days and also set some targets for us on the kind of congregation that we want to be. So be looking for that, be engaged, just great devotions and challenges for us as we live as a church family here at Peace. Saturday, August 28th, you'll see more details about that in the Sundays coming. But the 40-day journey won't start until September 14th, so you got some time to kind of prepare yourself for that. Other announcements to share, this is a communion service today, so hopefully everyone received a communion package, that you have that. Hold on to that for the time in which we'll commune together. Also, we have, at the end of service, you'll be escorted out by our ushers, and you can place your empty communion package on your way out the door. There's also a place for offering as well, if you have one to share. There's a basket by the door. I think that does it for announcements this morning. Does anyone else have anything else to share?